不，我声音很大，我不需要用麦克风。不好意思，假如说我讲的太快了，没有听懂的话，大家可以随时可以反映给我听，这样，因为我有时候讲话比较紧张的时候，讲话变非常的快，这样，所以不好意思，我今天就一句一句的翻译这样子，因为这样子的话，希望大家有些长者，有些都可以一起参与这个这样子的讨论，因为我们今天讲的他今天要讲的我翻译的这个内容是，就是不论是刚来美国或者是在美国很多年的朋友，教会里面的各位兄长姐妹，都应该会有遇到过的经验这样子，因为其实他想要说的是一个根本上面，就是这个中国文化台湾文化跟美国文化根本上的差异这样子，所以希望大家都可以 relate 这样子。好， That's it. I made an intro. It's very short.
Oh, okay. It's not often that the introduction translation happens before the English. So.
他说不是很常见的，在他还没开始讲之前，这个翻译的 introduction 就的简序就已经自己先说完了。
That's great. That's great start. I want to start by saying that I'm very happy and pleased and, in fact, honored to be able to speak to you.
我想要先很快说，就是我今天非常的高兴，甚至感到非常的荣幸，能够在这里被邀请到这里跟大家说这件事情。
And the topic of the afternoon seminar,of American Culture 101 is they're right in front of me too. It's beautiful. This house also here. Okay. So American Culture 101 is a discussion that the pastor and I have started to have over the last few months. And so I'm happy to address some of the topics that pastor and I have spoken about and that he has suggested that I talk with you about.
这个今天要讲的主题，这个浅谈美国文化是John 跟牧师，郑牧师已经大概就是聊了好几个月的话题了，这样子这个主题，所以今天他也希望能够分享一些就是这个谈话的内容给各位知道。
As you can see from my professional credentials, which are here, I am in fact an associate professor at the Art Institute. The museum downtown is the museum attached to the school. I teach at the school.
就像你们能看到的，在这个幻灯片上面，影像看到我的简介，我是在芝加哥艺术学院的当副教授这样子。这是在芝加哥市中心 downtown 的那个最大的芝加哥艺术美术馆的学院的学校这样子。
And although I am young, I am in academic standards. I am an expert in the field of film, video, new media, and animation, which is media art.
虽然我是年轻的，如果以学术界的这个资历来算的话，但是我的主要专注的部分是在于就是这个电影，然后video 还有动画，还有新媒材，包括就是网络这些新的科技的做的艺术这样。
And my credentials as an American maybe speak for themselves, because I am an American.
我身为美国人的潜力应该自己就能够说得很明白，因为我就是个美国人。
Most of what I tell you about the United States and American culture will be factual. There will be many facts.
接下来我想跟各位谈的这些美国文化的这些内容是事实。这是有就是能够去查证的，这是事实，例如说数据或者说是历史自然发生的事情，不是不见得完全是个人的意见。
And a few opinions.
但是也有一点个人的意见在里面。
I will do my best to warn you of the difference between the two.
我会很清楚地让大家知道什么是事实发生的事情，是美国历史，是美国数据，什么是我个人的意见。
So yes, I have been teaching now for 14 years in different levels, high school, college, undergraduate, graduate, and also what's called continuing education. Continuing education is when you teach teachers.
我有各种不同的教师经验，高中、大学、研究所，然后也有教过其他的教师。
This is so cool. Okay, so we had the pastor and I had some conversations over the last couple of months, and we came up with a number of topics to talk about. And I have, I'm not texting, but I have notes to myself on my phone.
过去几个月，我跟牧师就美国文化浅谈这个部分我们想做几个比较主要的主题式的探讨这样子。那我不是在简讯别人，而是我的笔记正在放在我的手机上面。
To begin, the School of the Art Institute of Chicago, as I said, is attached to the, in fact, actually started the museum. The museum is very famous. People see the museum and know that it's there and go to visit it. People don't necessarily know about the school or go to visit it. It's not public or open in the way that the museum is.
芝加哥艺术大学实际上是它芝加哥艺术大学是先，然后学校为了要能够更完善的处理学生的这个资源，才开始了芝加哥的美术学美术馆。那因为芝加哥艺术学院是一个私立的学校，所以它不是公开让所有人都可以参观，所以大部分人比较知道的是美术馆而不是学校。
But we do have public events, and I have been there for quite some time. I am actually a fully tenured professor at the Art Institute and will begin chairing my department, which means being responsible for my department beginning this summer and lasting for the next 3 years.
虽然学校是私立的，但是它有的时候有一些公开的活动，要是有兴趣的话，各位欢迎之后再告诉我。另外就是呢，我在学校的职位是终身俸的教授，也就是他们不能开除我。然后还有就是我接下来今年暑假要开始当我这个系主任这样子。
The last time I spoke in this way was in Liverpool in the United Kingdom in England, where I gave a talk at a conference about the program which I've developed at the Art Institute. And when I gave this talk in Liverpool, I mentioned that the Art Institute is the most influential art school in the country. And I mentioned that because that's something that we say in the advertising about the Art Institute. And then I thought, well, I should actually check to make sure if that's true or not. So I checked, and apparently that's not just advertising. That's actually true. It comes from some research. And we are also in the top three of art schools, depending on what it is that you choose to study, in the United States. So it's a very prominent art school and draws people from all over the world, as well as from here in the United States. Draws wonderful and talented students, such as Aijin.
教会我这么这样子讲的这些主题的时候是在英国的Liverpool。不晓得中文什么，不好意思，利物浦那这个学校上回我讲到说，这个我在就职的这个芝加哥艺术学院大学是全美国最有影响力的艺术学校那我自己这么讲了，公开这么讲了之后呢，觉得有点不安心，所以回去看了一下数据，发现的确是这个样子的。
And we increasingly draw students actually from China. China is actually increasingly where applicants to school are coming from. I'll talk about that a little bit later, but I think that this says something very important about the world that we live in, which we can come to a little bit later.
学校我发现近年来越来越多有许多中国的学生申请来芝加哥读芝加哥的艺术大学，所以从这个亲身经验我能够告诉您，就是这是一个非常实际在发生的状况，两个文化的交集，这是我们所生活的世界。
So, this next part will be a little bit long.
That's fine.
The School of the Art Institute of Chicago is an art school, which makes it different from colleges or universities. So teaching at a school like that has its own challenges, and students are different than students who you might encounter at a college or a university. One of the major differences in the United States between forms of education are the public forms of education and the private forms of education. This difference between public and private education is actually very much a part of American culture and has been a part of American culture since the beginning of the United States. However, it is changing so that the differences between what constitutes a public education and a private education is less and less separate over time. In fact, part of that, part of the problem, perhaps, and here is an opinion, part of the problem is an increased change towards privatization and towards corporate control over public education. But the Art Institute is a private institution.
在美国的制度，我教的学校是私立的学校，但是啊，这个美国的教育制度里面，私立跟公立是分得很清楚的，甚至从美国创国开始以来，私立跟公立就是一直是两个这个美国教育系统里面的主要的可以说是问题，也可以说是就是一个制度这个样子。Sorry, that was a really long paragraph.
Okay, so it's fine. Yeah. So this difference between public and private is collapsing because education is increasingly privatized and also corporatized. It's increasingly treated as a business in the United States.
现在我们所面对到的问题是不但是有公立跟私立学校制度的差别，而是私立的学校越来越多是被大公司或者是corporation 财团当成是不是所谓的像我们中国人孔子教的学教，而是比较像是一个一门生意了，学校像是生意一样的在被经营。
So, public education was originally part of actually the British imperial colonial project in what is now known as the United States. But also is, in fact, was part of another philosophic project, the American experiment in democracy, particularly a form of American democracy called Jeffersonian democracy, which is different than other forms of democracy in the United States. There is not simply one form of democracy in the United States, but actually competing ideas about what constitutes freedom, democracy, the quote-unquote American way.
美国的教育制度事实上是从英国在殖民时期而来的，所以是由英国人的在殖民的时候以殖民者的身份创建了制度，然后留下来的。那美国的创国不是只是所谓的democracy 是民主，对，对不起，美国的创国的民主不是只是就是任何形式民主，而是有一个非常特殊的民主是 Jeffersonian 这样子的这个形式的民主。
For Thomas Jefferson. So this Jeffersonian ideal of democracy is one which is based on an idea that the United States should create and maintain an informed and literate public, a public that can vote from an informed perspective and therefore be politically enfranchised. It's as Pastor asked me to address also slightly, it's beginning to be time again in the United States for elections and for voting. The idea of an electorate that's informed is a Jeffersonian ideal about democracy, and it's tied to public education because we have had a system in which students are educated by the public as part of their experience in citizenship. So to become a citizen meant to be able to be literate and to make intelligent decisions if everyone is to make these decisions together.
这个所谓刚才讲到这个美国的所有基本上所有的系统主要是在以这个所谓 Jeffersonian 的民主来创建的。 Jeffersonian 的民主它本身的基本的意义是说，就是每一个身为这一个国家的公民都应该要能够有能力，而且也要被给予这样的权利，能够知道事实的去了解时事的发生，因为唯有能够事实了解时事的发生，才能够做正确的决定，所以才能够有所谓的投票，才能够有所谓的意见，因为你已经了解了事实，所以才能有意见。那牧师有跟我讨论了，就是接下来这个美国选举即将快要到了，所以听这个部分可能对接下来能够更有更多的了解一点。What was the last part that you were saying?
to make decisions together, to vote to politically.
教育制度在这个在这个所谓的 Jeffersonian 的民主里面是很重要的，因为唯有教育才能够教导你首先识字，所以才能够阅读报章知识。能够识字当然会比就是只有口述能够来更加更快速的用不同的方式从不同的角度由不同的资源来了解所谓的事实或者社会上正发生的事情是怎么样，所以在教育在 Jeffersonian 的民主里面教育系统如何完不完善是一件很重要的事情，很根本的。
Of course this is based on the idea of a classless society, a society in which people have equal opportunities,equal rights. Yeah.
当然，这个很理想性的 Jeffersonian 主义是假设一个社会是没有社会阶级制度的，所以每一个人都是平权的，每一个人拥有的权利都是一样的。
The problem is that when these ideas were first constructed, that everyone has equal rights, the meaning of the terms everyone really only referred to white men.
Well, 问题是当初这个想法被创建在美国创国创建的时候，他们所谓当初说的 everyone 每一个人其实只是白种的男人而已，连白人女人都不算。
So women and African Americans, for instance, you know, African Americans who were in the United States primarily because of slavery and the slave trade, here's another opinion, but an informed one.That without which the United States economy never would have been able to have been built up as it was. In other words, this is an economy that has been based on slavery and unequal situations from the very beginning.
所以以当初所谓每个人 everyone 指的是白种男人的这样的制度来看的话，当初事实上在创建美国的时候非常对创建美国经济贡献很多的黑人被进口的违背自己意愿被进口的黑人奴隶事实上完全没有任何的权利，但是却反而被逼着对美国的经济贡献的非常的多，事实上如果没有这些当初被进口的黑人奴隶的经济上面的贡献跟苦劳，美国经济是不可能会成就的。
So so America has some troubles.
美国有很多的问题的，其实。
Some basic troubles around imagination and self-identification.
有一些很根本的，就是自我身份、自我认知的问题。
But of course, with the particular examples of women's right to vote and the changes that were made from the 1960s up into the present in order to more enfranchise African Americans, some of this has been improved.
有一些是因为在在第二波女性运动里面，就是美国六零年代女性开始争取同权，不同性但是同权的权利。有比较好转了一些，但是呢，这个基本上美国的很多制度都还是以其实就是不同的社会阶级跟当初是以奴隶来创建这个国家的。
So feminism and civil rights movement in the United States have been very important for helping to even attempt to achieve this idea of actual equal opportunity.
所以女性主义在历史上，女性主义跟
Civil rights.
平权主义，任何一个国民都应该有一样的权利，无论你是哪里来人，什么性别，什么种族，对美国其实应该是很重要的。
And this is only within the last 40 years.
但是这其实是四十年前才开始的。
So it's very recent.
所以是很，其实是很近的。如果以美国创国两百年的时间来比的话。
Okay. American culture.Yeah. So we have an idea about equal opportunity. However, it's seldom the actual case in people's actual experience. And you probably all know this from your own experiences, that there are difference, differences in people's expectations and perceptions, and that racism applies to all different parts of our lives, that we encounter racism and classism very often.
所以事实上我想各位应该能够亲身曾经经验了解到是所谓的每个人的平权每个人都是平等的都有一样的权利实在是一个不是事实的有一点太美国神话了这样子的想法因为事实上许多种族歧视跟语言上面的差异应该是这不应该是要能够以这个来决定这个一个人的价值但是我们却 应该各位都亲身有经历过，因为这样子而被别人歧视，或者是因为这样子而吃亏，这样子的经验。
Okay, so privatization and education come together for other reasons. For instance, religious reasons. Private schools exist for religious reasons. For instance, Catholic schools, Jewish schools, etc. That is a freedom which is protected in the United States and which was part of the foundation of this country.
有的时候私立的学校跟财团的集合，有的时候是为了其他也有其他的原因，例如举例来说宗教，有一些私立学校是这个天主教的学校。
So these are both political and also economic questions, but they are definitely also political. And now, to talk a little bit about my own experience, as a student, I grew up in what is maybe considered a very classical imagination or imaginary, just as a side note, as a person who is in the arts, I sometimes use words in English that even people who speak English wouldn't recognize the way that I use them.
不好意思，我只想要跟各位提醒一下，因为待在艺术学术界的关系，有的时候我用的某些英文字，甚至连是美国人讲英文的也听不太懂的。另外，不好意思，我要补充一下，就是他刚才讲到这个，因为宗教的因素而使教育系统跟财团结合，这个是在宪法上是有美国宪法是有保障的。
But we have an idea of the imaginary, and that there are different imaginaries. So there is an imaginary about the American way of life, sort of white picket fences, little house on the prairie. Some of these are names of television shows.
也许您可以讲，我是在一个非常经典的这个美国理想主义里面长大的。那这个美国理想主义里面有很多就是，例如白色的栅栏，很大的绿色的草坪的院子，小小的很可爱的房子坐落在这上面。But
this is actually how I grew up.
但是这实际上是真的是我长大的过程的地方方式。
I actually grew up in a place that looks exactly like those television shows imaginary.
我长大的地方事实上看起来很像在某些经典的美国60年代、50年代电影的场景。
And I went to a tiny little school, public school, which was not a one-room schoolhouse, although when we voted, we did go to a one-room schoolhouse to vote, to cast votes.
我去上的学校是一个很小很小的一个小学，基本上几乎就算是只有一个房间的这么小的小学。Yeah,
and it was a beautiful place to grow up. I'm happy that I grew up there.
Where was it?
It's here in the Midwest. you can still visit it, although it looks a little less perfect than it looked then. But this idea of the American Midwest also is related to a term Americana. Americana refers to the imagination about what it is to be American.
这个美国中西部的这种好像一般的非常的想象，就觉得说是白色篱笆，然后每个人都谦和有礼，然后房子是就是这么小小，这么可爱，每个人都很整齐。这是跟一个 Americana。
Americana，美国精神，美国主义是有关系的，这样子的想法。Farmland, rolling hills, you know, this kind of thing.
农场， 片大片平的绿色的平原。
Yeah. I actually grew up there. And so, but now I'm here. And also, I went to this small school because my father was a teacher in this small school system, teaching music.
我会上这么小的一个学校的原因是因为我爸爸以前是音乐教授，他音乐教师，他在那个很小的学校里面教书，所以我才会跟着一起去。
And now I'm a teacher at art school. Which, as I explained, is different than other universities or colleges. One reason it's different as a teacher is there are different issues with discipline and teaching students, especially when you're teaching art students.
当你在艺术学院教书的时候，因为你的学生也是比较不一样的类型，所以教书的方式是有差别的。
They can sometimes be very difficult.
有的时候他们是非常难以处理的。
Oh, but also, it's very rewarding. So they're very rewarding to teach artists who are practicing artists. One of the difficulties in teaching in an art school and teaching artists is that for our education, for art education,We focus on issues such as systems thinking, pattern recognition, critical thinking skills, and large conceptual ideas.
在艺术学院教书一个非常重要的差别是我们觉得有几个重点式的思考方式很重要，例如说概念性思考方式，就系统性的分析跟
Gestalt. Does it help if I speak in German?
No.
Nix good.
分布式的解析，系统性的分析跟概念性的思考。
So rote memorization of facts is seldom enough. Actually, never enough. Just to memorize the facts and be able to reproduce the facts. Never enough.
记忆式的思考就是比较像填鸭式的学习，完全只是在致力于记得学到的资讯，但是并没有做任何的分析，而直接就可以好像直接吃进去，直接可以吐回去这样子，是在我的习惯的教育系统里面比较不能接受的方式。
This may be a value in other forms of education, but it is simply not a core value in arts education.
这可能是在别的教育系统里面很有价值的方式，但是在艺术教育系统里面，不是绝对它的价值不像是有效的分析来的这么高。
We in fact focus on interpretation so heavily that I would like to read you a quote from another very well-known and established art theorist named Joanna Drucker, and she, this is a slightly long quote, but it's important, so I'll go ahead.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. She writes, works of art can no longer be identified by their media, and the image of the artist has become a founding myth of celebrity and commodity culture. The definition of art in an era of mass media depends on our ability to distinguish works of art from other objects or images in the spheres of media and mass visual production. This is the important part. Art serves no single purpose, cannot be circumscribed by agendas or beliefs, but it provides a continuing space for renewing human imagination and giving expression in any form, ephemeral or material, to that imaginative capability. Finally, the practice of art becomesindependent of objects or things, even of ideas or practices, and this is the most important part, art becomes a way of paying attention.
I have to look at that. Sorry, just...
But maybe just the art becomes a way of paying attention is the most important.
Okay. 他我说因为这quote太长了，不好意思。所以他觉得这他讲这一大场 长串的这个引言，为的是要解释，就是当代艺术现在来说已经变成是一种对于人生的观察，对于人生的反应，对生命的pay attention 的意思，对于生命的深刻的感觉。
So contemporary art is no longer attached to any specific way of making contemporary art.
所以当代艺术已经不是一定要使用某种方式去做这个艺术才算是艺术。
And here, I betrayed earlier that I do speak German, and I do because of the arts. And the kind of arts that I've studied and practiced come from necessarily a Western European background. Western European.
他说我刚才讲德文，各位可能就已经知道我所受的教育是欧洲式的教育。
We increasingly recognize that this is a limited perspective.
我们越来越必须要承认这是一个欧洲式的教育，欧洲式的思想是一个非常局限的思考方式。
But it is the perspective of art history in the United States.
但是这个欧式的思考方式的确是美国历史被拿来探讨、被拿来教育的角度，是从一个西方欧洲式的角度来看。
Western European culture, Western European history, Western European philosophy, even.
西方欧洲西方文化，欧洲西方的甚至是哲学，都是基本上是以非常西化欧洲为主的角度来看，基本上所有的事情，建国文化。
So in the medieval period in Europe, and by that I mean basically the year 500 or so.
所以在欧洲中世纪的时候，大概是欧洲中世纪五百年的时候 ，B.C.
嗯 ，No A.D.
A.D. A.D. 五百年 A.D.
A.D. From 500 A.D. until about 1500, for about 1,000 years, art was in a transition.
在那个中世纪那个时候，大概一百年左右前后在一百年五百 AD 的一百年前后的时间艺术当时的艺术发生很重大的改变。
In about 1440, and the date is not precise because we don't know, but in about 1440, the printing press was invented.
在1440年的时候印刷技术被发明了。
And printing began to be done very heavily, especially in Germany, where it was invented.
I saw Chinese people in there.
This is exactly the point, yes.
他说在德国印刷术被发明的时候，在欧洲当时因为被发明了，然后这是一个可以很简短，使用简短人工就可以大量生产方式，所以大大的被使用了。
Precisely. So we begin to recognize that this is only one perspective on a certain history, although this is the perspective that we have been taught and that for the most part is still being taught.
他说这是一个很好的例子来使用，就是您就能够看得到在美国人的观点里面，因为美国人的社会是这么的习惯使用欧洲西方唯独一式的角度去看任何的事情，所以因为这样子的关系
，It's still being taught.
即使到现在为止，在美国教育系统里面，依然是大部分只以这个西方欧洲的角度来看任何的事情。
So you can imagine the difficulty when we have increasing numbers of students who come from China, and who know that this is not the only truth. This is not the only history.
所以您可以想象，对我们来说是多么的困难有越来越多的亚洲，甚至是主要是中国的学生来到我们这中间，而这些学生是知道除了西方欧洲式思考方式之外，还有很多其他的思考的方式的学生，对我们来说是很难一下子去适应的。
So these ideas have to get changed and have to be revised and updated. And in fact, in some not updated, not made new, but in some cases made more accurately old.
我们不可能一直维持西方欧洲独一式的思考方式，所以我们有很多的思考方式，以美国人来说，必须要能够调整、改进，甚至有一些是应该要废除了，因为它已经不合时代了，它是过去的了。But
luckily, art education is open to this kind of change.
但是很幸运的，至少在艺术教育里面，我们是很乐意去做改变的。
So those are some places that we had talked about starting. Also, this is the term seminar implies that there would be a discussion.
他说 seminar 是就是研讨会，也就是说希望各位从看标题就知道说是希望各位能够勇于的参与讨论，提出问题。 因为这是一个适合这样子的讨论，去提出问题，也许一些平常比较不知道要怎么问的关于文化上面的差异，或者是政治或者是政策上面的理念。So
perhaps I could hopefully also hope to learn from you as well, and we can talk about any of these topics.
所以我也希望我也能够在您提问的时候，能够从您的问题里面学习到一些更新的、不一样的看事情的角度。We
could start there. 谢谢。谢谢。 谢谢，艾森。 Any parts of that we could start by talking about? Also, Pastor was hoping that this is kind of English, American English speaking, helpful. That was not American English, by the way. Pastor was hoping that this would be helpful in terms of speaking American English. Yes.
就是 wondering how you feel about the traditional Chinese forms, like very specific traditional Chinese opera, which then you know there's like all these different versions of
right.
And that's basically sometimes completely different, sometimes
right.
Similar. How do you feel about these traditional
sure.
Type of art?
Sure.
Yeah,
sure. Yeah, great question. Thank you. The one of the important differences is that what sounds traditional to your ear because of the tradition of traditional classical Chinese music sounds very sometimes experimental to a United States or American listener.
他说对您来说是传统的艺术，对美国人来说听起来甚至有可能是实验性的，非常新的，因为对他们来说这不是传统，所以他在看的时候，我是以一个不一样的角度来看的。
So for me, it's very beautiful. And also, it has a different chord structure, and so different harmonies and different melodies, more of a focus on minor chord progressions and combinations rather than major chord progressions.
他说这个曲的本身的阶段是不一样的，而且比较多小调。 欧洲式的音乐，欧式、西式的比较多大调。
Very beautiful, very beautiful. Minor chords, very beautiful.
小调是很美丽的。
Yeah, and also Beijing is actually the only place that I've been to in China. I've been to Beijing, and was there for an academic conference on art and music.
北京是我唯一中国去过的城市。我那时候去是因为参加一个艺术的研讨会。
So it's very exciting for me and very interesting. And I also performed some art and music at this conference, and found that the people, the Chinese musicians living in Beijing, were very similar in their interests to those living here in Chicago.
Beijing glitch musician?
Yeah.
Okay. 他说, 我去到这个北京的这个演唱会的时候，我有当场有做一些在这个场地里面有发表一些我的作品，然后也有当场做了一些音乐的表演。那我发现的是，在北京的 跟我做同样类型的音乐家，所以不是仅指的，跟我做同样类型的音乐家， 所有兴趣的事情跟想追求是跟我很类似的，即使是在不同的非常不同的地点跟不同的文化。
Which is fascinating that we could have so much in common when we come from such different places. It was really exciting, and we even played some music together, all of us together. It was very exciting. It's really cool.
甚至对我来说是很有趣的，很非常。 这么不同的文化下，不同的地方成长，但是却能够有一样的兴趣。我甚至跟他们一起合奏了一些几次有几次的合奏，然后是非常愉快的经验。
Computers. So, oh, the kind of instrument that I play is computers. Computer music. Yes. Yeah. Yes. Electronics more generally. I compose, but there are times when the computer is used to generate its own compositions. But I do compose.
Well, I have a question.
Okay.
How do you feel about the super concentrated individualism in this country compared to our Chinese belief, which is not about individual, it's about community?
That's a great question, and in fact, a topic for next week.
Yeah. 我问他说，你觉得这个美国非常个人主义，在美国这个地方个人主义非常盛行，跟比起来，中国的是我们是以社群、国家为先，最后才是个人，这个正好相反的方向。
But I can answer it in relationship to some of the things I said today, and that would be about education. And so when we encounter this difference in education, it's a very difficult situation.
我们会有这种不同的看法，是从教育来的，是被这样比较不同的教导多年以来才会出现的，才会累积的。At
times, the American art students are too focused on themselves, potentially.
有的时候，美国的我亲身经验来说，美国的艺术学生太只重视他们自己的好，只重视他们自己比较重视的东西。
And the Asian, and in particular because of the school, the Asian students who attend the school are primarily from Korea, and also from China and Taiwan.
至于学校的亚洲学生，举例来说，我们学校最庞大亚洲学生的国家来自于韩国，韩国学生是最庞大的亚洲学生在我们学校。
And are sometimes too focused on an idea of a group fulfilling an obligation to a group rather than to an individual.
这些韩国学生有的时候会太只注意他们自己群体，或者是他们的所建造出来的社群，而不是他们自己的学习或者他们自己的要重视的事。
In the arts, we have a real focus on individuals, perhaps too much, but it does exist.
在艺术圈里面，可能个人的独立思考，或是个人的独立的创造，因为你要是做不一样的作品，别人没有做过的作品，有的时候会因为这样的关系，太被重视，反而忽略掉其他东西。
But I would say that the most difficult aspect is actually in the idea that the Chinese students or Korean students have in thinking that there is one correct way to fulfill any of the assignments or projects.
但是也许在所有的亚洲，我所碰到亚洲学生的啊，跟美式的思考模式不一样的地方是，亚洲学生通常会觉得有一个单一的一定正确的答案。And
if they would just, if they think to themselves, if I just follow the correct rules, I must get it right.
我发现有的时候亚洲学生好像会啊，因为 觉得啊，因为认为最后可以找到成就的单一正确的答案，所以他觉得如果老师怎么说，我完全一步一步都照着老师给的规则走，那么我就一定是正确，绝对不会出错。
Which, by the way, is also very German. So sometimes following the rules exactly, it doesn't produce the best results.
有的，但是有的时候，即使你一步一步步步为营的照着所有的规矩规则来走，却没有办法创造出真正不一样的东西。And
then the students sometimes have a very difficult time accepting that they didn't do what was asked of them.
然后有的时候这些自己已经自认为非常每一步每一步都照着规矩走的学生，有的时候当作品出来反而不如老师的期望的时候，感到非常的挫折，因为他觉得我已经做了最好了，我已经照着老师说什么我都怎么做了。Especially
because in the United States we place such a high value on individual expression and individualism.
尤其是在美国文化里面。
So yes, this creates some conflict. Those are important questions. No. 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 But yes, and again, these are maybe more ideas than they are realities. Because in reality, at your job, there probably is a very prescribed, specific path that you have to follow in order to achieve anything. But in the United States, we hate to admit this. We have a real problem to admit this.
Okay, hold on. 刚才Marianne 问了一个问题，说我现在也是经历这种类似的冲突，就是我觉得我是从一个台湾来的，所以我习惯说这么做的话就会得到结果A，但是公司却要求我说要发表个人的意见，要有创意，要不一样，我不知道要怎么，这对是一个对我来说是一个冲突。那这样就回答说，其实这是很奇怪的一个现象，因为我完全知道你在说什么。事实上，公司虽然口口声声跟你说要 有创意要不一样，要有自己的想法，但是其实应该也有给你一套，他要你就是照着做一模一样的程序。他说美国人，我们美国人很讨厌去承认说，其实 我们也是有一样的系统制度，你还是要照着那个系统制度走，还是一步一步都不能偏，你偏了一样会被主管骂。但是就是要你，但是口头上说的时候就是会说你要有创意，你要不一样，你要 independent， 你要这样。
Right, because if we admitted that, then we would have to begin to admit a lot of realities.
因为如果我们承认这一点，那很多其他的事实我们都必须要跟着，身为美国人必须要跟着承认嘛。
Like everyone does not start on a level playing field, for instance.
像是美国社会其实不是平权的，很明显的。
That the country was never founded on a level playing field.
美国这个国家根本不是从一个平权的地方开始的，因为黑人奴隶那时候根本没有任何的权利啊。
Yeah, so.
So how can I get some relief then? Goodbye.
Well, okay. Okay, okay. Sure, yes. Yes, right, the important part. Okay, yes. First, I'll be very blunt, and hopefully that's not rude to anyone, but I'll just be very blunt.
第一，我要很实在、很诚实的，希望各位能够原谅我的，如果有冒犯各位的地方。
But I am an American, so you probably expect that.
但是我是美国人，所以你大概早就知道我会这么说。
Being non-white and non-male helps you.
你不是高加索，你不是白人，你也不是男人，对你来说是一个 advantage， 是一个帮助你，是对你的工作是一个优待。
Because although we can't admit it, it is true that there are these inequalities, and most times, although the inequalities exist, people are trying to fix them.Even if they can't say that they're trying to fix them.
虽然大部分时候我们是不愿意承认的，但事实上就是如同各位知道，这个社会不是平等的一个社会。但是不平等绝对是存在的，所以在这个不平等的当下，虽然我们没办法全体的可能去承认它，但是大家是知道的，所以大家试着再让它变得更好。
So it can be to your advantage.
因为大家试着再让它变得更好，你不是白人，你也不是男人，你不是主要的那个群体的时候。
Okay.
I thought it's a disadvantage.
Yes. But let's say in a business where you're trying to advance, it is a disadvantage, and we have to admit that. But not everyone, but some people are trying to fix it.And even if they can't make fixing it part of what they say they're doing, you might be able to, because you're a woman and because you're non-white, it might...
It's white guilt, too.
That's also, yeah, I didn't want to say that part.
Oh, sorry.
That's okay. No, I don't really think it's emotional. I think it's actually like, it's against the law to hire or fire anyone for any of these reasons that I'm talking about.It's against the law, but
people do it anyway.
Of course it happens. That's why it's against the law. It's because it's happening, and so comparing two candidates, let's say for an advancement, and you know it might, in fact, even help to be a woman, to be non-white. It might help because they can't say that they.Would hire you for that reason, but they might have a reason to look at, and if everything was balanced out, and everything is the same, and they have to make a decision, sometimes it will help, not always, but sometimes. But what it would require would be like having the same strength of the other candidates, of course, and also it would require, like you said, those qualities of.Proactive, creative, and basically I think all of this comes down to just being assertive, just asserting ideas and asserting that you have ideas. They don't have to be right all the time. They can be wrong sometimes, not all the time. But being assertive, being strong, and then it can be to your advantage. Mm-hmm.
有
回答到问题吗？ Oh, yeah, right. I was just about that.
In Chinese, that means 好像把人抓了个空子了。 有点像这样的。然后它当然也是generational 的，是每个世代的，因为现在在当主管阶级 ，let's say 美国人三四十岁的，他是三四十岁的话，他是什么时候生？也大概就是六十七十年代那个时代生的。那那个时代那时候女性主义已经开始了，所以他长大的时候是，即使国家不是真正的公平平权，但是有一群人很大声的极力的说我要让它变平权。所以有的人的思考有受到这样子的影响。
就是我知道，举一个例子来说，哈佛收黑人的学生做研究生做 PhD 吧。他们的要求比较降低很多，黑人 apply Harvard 就能够很快就收进去，女的或者是男的都一样。那么就是他们是歧视黑人的，但是他们又为了要表示不歧视，所以就要收一点黑人，
没错，
所以黑人就容易比白人容易进。
This really is especially like totally understand what you're saying, because it's like Harvard's admission, it's for African American, it's significantly lower than the rest of them, and it doesn't matter if you're a male African American or female African American, but it's like they're racist against African American, but it's exactly because they're racist they felt that they need to take in and lower the standard and take in some African American students. Mm-hmm.
So that's what you said. It's advantage becomes advantage.
Yes, 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 yes. Or can be used that way. You know, if you assert that, yes. I have one other thing just that I thought of in response to your question about what can I do to make things better. So American culture 101, right? American culture 101. Americans perhaps way too often, but very often value positivity and enthusiasm. Like,
美国人有的时候也许有些太多了，但是美国人是著名的喜欢就是正面性思考跟很热情充满力量的这样子。
Even when it's totally crazy.
即使这个想，即使正面思考的最后是完全是疯狂的想法，是根本不可能达成。
Yeah, it's crazy. Sometimes crazy. But we value this idea that it can be done.And that let's just be positive about it and enthusiastic about it, and we'll figure out the details later.
他说美国态度是这样，就是我们对于我们来说很正面性的思考，就觉得说我们一定做到，可以，一定行，细节以后再说。但是这样子的思考对美国来说是很有价值的，
yeah.
是一个受欢迎、广受欢迎的思考。
Yeah.So you can
details come back and bite them in the rear end later.
Well, that's true. Yes, absolutely. Especially when we talk about like military invasions and yeah. But this is a quality that you can, even if you don't believe in this, you can perform this.
这是一个美，这是一种美国文化特质。即使你身为一个美国人，你不是个人真的相信这样子的这种主义跟理想，你还是可以表演那样子的主义跟理想。
Yeah, it's gonna be okay. Yeah.
It's not going to be okay.
Not really. No.
We all know that.
Yeah. So. Okay. 谢谢。